Fitz in the Morning on the Bull. This is Makeup or Breakup. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be an Insta-therapist by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
We have a Northwest couple that has voluntarily decided to join us on the show today and get some help. So let's help them out. Let's do exactly that. I want to welcome Eddie from Sumner to Make Up or Break Up. Eddie, what's up?
Hey. It's,
hey, Eddie. How are you, my friend?
I'm getting there.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Ebbs and flows, man.
I feel that. Thank you so much for reaching out on Facebook. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is a weird one.
Yeah.
Because... in your message, you just, you know, basically told me what's going on here. And your girlfriend screams in the middle of the night, right? But she's, what does your girlfriend scream in the middle of the night while you're sleeping?
Other men's names.
Oh, say what?
Wait, what?
Other men's names?
Other men's names, not mine. As a matter of fact, I've started making note when it first started happening, waiting for mine, and it has yet to happen.
Well, real quick, are these like night terror type screams?
Yeah,
like she's running for her life, or are they like moany screams,
yeah,
if you know what I mean?
No.
Okay,
no,
so yeah.
At first, I thought it was a whimper, like it was a little bit worried, you know, like something was wrong. And then it's kind of gotten a little bit more erotic sounding.
Oh,
it's gotten louder.
Jason, you know. Andrew, Clyde.
Yeah, how many damn names at a time does she show?
Okay, no, and this is an important question. Is it happening?
Two of those she actually said, thank you very much.
Oh, my God. Whoa. Wow, what are the odds of that?
He does have notes.
It's funny,
no,
I screamed.
No Clyde yet.
I screamed the same thing in my bedroom. My wife said the same thing. She's like, who are those people? No.
Seriously, though.
Is she screaming this stuff while you guys are having, like, laundry time together? Or is it seriously, like, from within a dead sleep in the middle of the night, she wakes up screaming random guys' names?
It's not even a waking up. It's while we sleep. And then I confront her about it in the morning, and she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, what did you dream about? Oh, I don't remember.
Huh. Yeah.
Who doesn't remember? I mean, I know that some people don't remember their dreams, but...
My wife and I woke up mad at me because she's like had dreams that, you know, there were ladies around, but, you know, never have I been in a situation where someone is waking up shouting other people's names.
Do you recognize these names as either other men that you guys know or maybe like a character from a TV show or something?
Well, no, not TV show. I mean, on occasion it's been people that we know, but other times it's been like just... I'm going to say random names because they're not many. They're not men I know by any means.
Jason Momoa. Excuse me.
She doesn't know
that. Huh. That's a tough. I guess I feel for you here.
Matthew McConaughey. Excuse me.
I'd be insecure about that too.
I might be able to understand that, but no, it's not like we're not getting last names here.
Okay. Is there anyone listening who might be able to provide some advice or maybe have some experience on your spouse, you know, kind of randomly waking up screaming other people's names? Wow. Especially in this case, this is your girlfriend. She's screaming other guys' names. Okay, as you know, Diane is on hold right now. She's hearing all this, and there's two sides to every story. When I ask her about this, what is Diane going to say? Like, what is she going to say the issue is?
The same thing that she tells me, most likely. Oh, I don't remember. Oh, it's innocent. It's just probably just names.
Okay.
I'm just dreaming. It's nothing, personal. Or you don't have to be worried.
833-822-BULL, 833-822-2855. You can text to 96459. We're going to get with Diane next, and I'll take a few more notes, get some more details. How many times has she done this, you would say, within your relationship?
I would say...
Many?
It's almost at a weekly basis. We've been together for a long time. And don't get me wrong, it hasn't happened since the beginning.
So it's new.
I would probably say at least, 6, 9 months maybe.
Okay. Well, she's been on hold, and they are looking for your help. Text to 96459. Makeup or breakup, Diane from Sumner. Good morning, Diane.
Hi. Hi, good morning.
How are you? Brad Pitt!
You know what?
I'm teasing.
I can't believe you called a radio station. You've mentioned this to me before, and I've told you a million times. It's not like I'm dreaming. Like, what am I supposed to do? Control my dreams? I don't even know that this is real. I mean, you never, like, I don't have, like, a recording of it. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You think he's making it up?
I'm not making it up,
but it's a dream.
What am I supposed to do?
Take some notes.
Like, how... I'm not cheating on you. I'm not, like, I don't know what you're so, like, worried, like, paranoid about.
Apparently you are. I mean, maybe not in the physical. You could be in the physical as well, but, you know, apparently in dreamland as well.
I can't control what I'm dreaming about.
She makes a great point, Eddie. I mean, how do we know that you're not full of it and completely lying to us right now? Do you have any proof that she is shouting out other guys' names in the middle of the night?
I recorded her a couple of times so she could hear it.
Yeah, right, or the youngin, go ahead.
I mean, making things up.
So usually dreams kind of have like some underlying stuff. Like you don't plan on what you dream. It just kind of comes to with what you're going through in real life. Is there something bugging you?
Or a shirtless man that's been mowing your yard, or I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
I have no idea.
But he says it's only started like 6 or 8 months ago. What changed 6 or 8 months ago for you guys or for you? What? Is there something you can put your finger on?
I mean,
it's a family show, Drew.
I mean, we talked about settling down and maybe, you know, where this is going and maybe getting married or something and possibly a family. But, you know, that was just something we decided we, you know, kind of.
That's got to be tough.
But that's something that, like, I'm on board with. Like, I'm not trying to. I'm kind of offended, honestly, that you think, like, you're thinking these things about me. And it's not my fault that, like, I have, you know, that I'm saying things.
Well, Diane, what would you do if Eddie started screaming like other ladies' names in the middle of the night?
Exactly.
I probably wouldn't hear him. I'm honestly a really deep guy. I probably wouldn't even wake up.
She's busy in dreamland.
Listen, 833-822-BULL. You can text to 96459. It's makeup or breakup. And I want to say, Diane and Eddie from Sumner, we have our therapist in Renton who would love to give you guys 2 free appointments to try to, you know, get to the bottom of this issue and help you out. There's a lot of people that are also calling that want to give you advice right now as well. So I'm going to take this off the air. We'll put you on hold. And just thank you guys so much for reaching out.
No, thank you guys. I hope we can get this settled.
This is ridiculous.
BULL. You could text to 96459. Alyssa Milano. excuse me.
Alexa.
Aaron Andrews, what's going on? look at some of these text messages coming in right now. Drew, let's get some of these texts.
This texter in particular picked up on something that I picked up on, and it's he was started talking about, you know, let's see where this goes. And she said, I'm on board. And this person says, any woman who just says I'm on board when talking about marriage is not on board. She's not that interested. It seems very one-sided.
She's just not that into him, right?
Right.
Yeah, there's a couple texts indicating that they're disconnected. But there's a bunch of people that are saying he's just insecure. It's just dream talk.
Well, they're making fun of his voice, though. We got some texts saying he's got like a nerdy voice. Yeah. That's not fair to say. Yeah,
but this one just says it all in one sentence. They don't get along at all. And you could kind of hear that once they were both on.
Yep.
I'm not feeling like the warmth of this relationship.
Mm-hmm. What's interesting is that old girl who's screaming, you know, guys' names in the middle of the night. Usually, if you're having those dreams and you're screaming that stuff, a lot of your dreams are based off of your life experiences, right? Or maybe even fantasies. So she's thinking about this stuff if she's screaming names out at night. What is her excuse about that?
You know, let's just say wake her up and get on board, right? I mean, why not jump on the train if it's already moving?
Because it's not about him. It's about somebody else. He'd be jumping on somebody else's train, if you know what I mean.
I see. Okay.
He wakes up. She's like, oh, yeah, no,
that's a train he don't want to ride.
Gotcha. All right.
He didn't want any part of that caboose. 833-822-BULL. Text to 96459 should they make up or break up. All right, Hannah is on 405 right now in Bullview. Hannah, it's Fitz. Make up or break up here. What's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your thoughts?
Yes. So I think it is a little weird that she's calling out other guys' names, but who knows? Maybe she's watching a show or something before going to sleep and her brain is being stimulated.
Oh.
It seems like they have good communication, and she says she's not cheating on him.
She seems nice, right?
Oh my God, you are so right. Because ladies, when their men are sleeping, they have their own shows that they watch. Like, I know when I go to sleep, Bethany, the mouth from the south, she is all about watching her shows that her and her girlfriends watch.
Right.
And they talk about the hot people in them. So maybe she really is shouting out other men's names from huge, like, shows she's binge watching.
From TV. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. Interesting thought. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you.
Rachel in Oak Harbor. Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing so good. So what do you think? Do we have a makeup or breakup situation here? Have you ever, like, shouted out men's names randomly while you're sleeping?
Well, I wouldn't know because I was sleeping, but my husband has never mentioned it. But she needs to break up with him because he sounds super insecure if he's on her about shouting out names while she's sleeping that she can't control. What's he going to be like? Well, what is he like currently walking down the street and she happens to glance at a group or a guy's direction? What's he going to be like then? He's ridiculous.
Okay, but you got to put yourself in his shoes here. All right.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Well, okay, maybe you don't.
Nope. I don't.
Percentage-wise, makeup or breakup today?
Sorry to say, Eddie, this is almost unanimous breakup. We're in the high 90s.